USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, at the first of two hearing appearances he'll make today, pressed by Republican Jim Jordan about Joseph Misfit, the Maltese professor who's believed the source of the claim that the Russians had damaging information about Hillary Clinton before the 2016 election.
Did you interview Misfit?
Can't get into that.
Is Misfit Western intelligence or Russian intelligence?
Can't get into that.
A lot of things you can't get into. What's interesting, you can charge 13 Russians. No one's ever going to see him. You can charge them. You can charge all kinds of people who are around the president with false statements. But the guy who launches everything, the guy who puts this whole story in motion, you can't charge him. I think that's amazing.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
Mueller next goes before the House Intelligence Panel, and this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Mark Esper sworn in yesterday as the new Secretary of Defense. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito giving him the oath of office in the Oval Office, after which Esper thanked President Trump for bolstering the military.
Our military has made tremendous gains in recent years thanks to your leadership, and we stand ready today to take on any challenge. And while our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines stand guard each and every day, we will ensure their families are well taken care of.
The Archdiocese of New York is agreeing to a settlement in a case involving two sisters from the Bronx who say they were sexually abused by a well-known priest. The two say the late Monsignor Charles McDonough began molesting them when they were seven in the early 1970s. A piece of music history on the auction block, Lucille, the guitar of the late blues legend B.B. King, will go up for bid in September. It's valued between $80,000 and $100,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump now suing to try to block the House Ways and Means Committee from accessing his tax returns. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
It was only 2 weeks after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law allowing the state to share their information with the U.S. Congress. The lawsuit also names New York Attorney General Letitia James and New York's tax chief Michael Schmidt. The president accused congressional Democrats of seeking his tax returns and personal financial information solely to embarrass him. It calls on the federal court in Washington, D.C. to declare that the House committee lacks a legitimate legislative purpose for obtaining the president's tax information. The president hasn't disclosed any tax information since announcing his candidacy. While he's refused repeated calls by lawmakers to release his federal tax returns, his New York state returns could contain much of the same information. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there's a new TV ad campaign targeting teen vaping as the Food and Drug Administration released the public service announcements yesterday. They're called Magic, and they show a British street magician surprising teens by turning e-cigarette devices into traditional nicotine cigarettes. The FDA says the goal is to connect the two products so that teens understand that e-cigarettes are just as addicting. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.